All the days of a poor man is bad. So tomorrow is that true? I have Rikas Shabbos to him, tell him that the Shabbos ain't paid him. Where is it could be Shmuel like Shmuel? The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Shinu Vester Tchilis Chayla. When you change in normal manner, that's the beginning of becoming sick. So even though on Shabbos maybe he has food to eat, but since he's not used to eating the whole week, even on Shabbos he gets sick from the food. Kosta B'Sefer Ben Tzuroi, says in the Sefer Ben Tzuroi, that Kol Yimei Oni Royim, that's what Shimon Melech said. Ben Tzuroi, he added, Af Lelos, not only are the days bad, even the nights are bad. Why? B'Shofar Gagim Gagim, his roof is a low roof. Therefore, Mamte Ganim Gagim, all the other roofs give off their water onto his roof. So even at night, he's always raining into his roof. And B'Rim Horim Karmoy, the Yofa Karmoy from them. His kerem, his vineyards on the top of the mountains, that's the sheep is laying. And when it rains, all the good crop, the good fruit, or the good sand comes down to the bottom, he loses. So even at night time, when it's raining, the yoni is also having a bad time, hot time, he's always losing out. All right, we'll stop here.
You were holding the Kuf Mem Vov Amar Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Harshalayach Savlonis Lebeis Chomov. The meaning was then that after you made Kedushin, after you married your wife, before Nisuyin, that the Chosen used to send his wife a present, and she was still living by her father's house. So that's called Harshalayach Savlonis. If you send presents, Lebeis Chomov, to your father-in-law's house. So, Sholach Shom Meyamono. Let's say you sent her $100, Meyamona. The Ochal Shom Sudas Chosin, and when you went there, you also ate a Suda, you ate a meal there. So the Locher is Afilu B'dinner, even though the meal you ate there was only worth a dinner, Eina Nigvoyim. You cannot receive this present back, even if something happens later that you do not make Nisuyin, either you retract or she retracts. Still we say, since you went there and you had a Suda, you like Moichel, she can keep this present. What about Loyachol Sham Suda's Chosin? Let's say the Chosin did not eat anything there. He only went there to bring the present. Then the Locher is Harei Lo Nigvim. He has a right, if something goes wrong later, to collect it. But if they do not make Nisuyin, he has a right to collect it. If he dies or she dies, the Yorshim, he receives it back. What about Sholach Savloinus Merubin? Let's say the Chosin sent a present to his wife, and he sent a very big present. Sheyachzur Imo LeBeis Bailo, that he didn't expect her to use it up by the next few months, that she's only going to be by her father's house, but rather he expects her to keep on to it, she should keep on to it, and in Mitzvah, when they have the Nisuyin, she'll bring it into his house. So such a type of a present, Hareelu Nigvin. Such a present, if something goes wrong, the Chosin has a right to receive it back. But he only gave it to her, Amnath, that she'll bring it back into his house. But Savloinus Mawatin, let's say he gave her a small present, just gave her some food, Shemishtamish Behen Bebesavia, that's normally that she should use it up by her father's house, and then she has no right to receive it back. He has no right to receive it back later, because he was Meichel, as if to say she could use it up now, even before the Nisuyin. So what it comes out from our Mishnah is that if when you send it, you have das clearly that she should not use it up and she should bring it back into your house, so then if something goes wrong, she has to return, you receive it back, even if you wait there. That at the ratio the Mishnah says that the Chosin ate a Suda there, he's Moichel Asoni Min Astam, somebody that he does not speak out clearly that he wants it back, but something that's a Matana Maruba, and then the Chosin receives it back. So more says like this, Omar Rovo Dafka Dinu. It has to be in a stam case that the Chosin ate at least a dinner's worth of food when he went there. Ava Pochus Mi Dinner, let's say he ate less than a dinner, Loi, then he does not receive it, then he could receive it back. Yeah, Ava Pochus Mi Dinner Loi, if the Chosin only eats less than a dinner, then it's not called he has satisfaction by eating there, therefore he could demand to get the present back. Sumar says, cheap, of course, dinner tonight. It says in our Mishnah that he ate a Suda worth a dinner. Sumar says, no, Madatem, I would have thought to say, who are din the afilu pochus me dinner? The same halacha would have applied even if he ate right now less than a dinner. Once he had some enjoyment there, he's meichel the present completely. the high diktoni dinner, why does the Mishnah say then that the chosen ate a suda worth a dinner? So I'll tell you, ucha de milsiktoni. That's a normal way. But who a din if he ate less? Kamash malon. That's why I need Rova to say no. That when the Mishnah says dinner, means badaf he ate a dinner. But less than that, we do not say he's made for the present. Now the Gemara says, ochot nan. It says now Mishnah that the chosen ate there. What's going to be though, shosamai? What's going to be if he only drank there? He did not eat, he only drank.
Now the next shalom Gemara is like this. Who tonight? It says only if the chosen himself comes and eats. What about shluchamai? What's going to be if the chosen sends a shliach? He sends the present, and the shliach eats by the base chamof. Is it called the mechila also or not? Shom tonan, mashmoni if the chosen went into a shver's house, if he ate there, but shogoloi mai, what's going to be the loch if after the chosen sent the present to his kala at her house, then she sent back food to him? Not that he ate there, but the food was sent back to him. What's going to be the loch? Is that also considered a mechila or not? So Mor says, Toshma coming here. The Omer of Yudah Mashmuel, Maisa biyodamech, that happened case with one man. He sent them 100 kronos, 100 wagons of barrels of wine and barrels of oil. Also made out of silver and golden jewelry. Also kelim full of silk. And he drove there very happy. And he sat there at the door of his shver's house of his father-in-law. And what happened was, after he sent his big present there, he brought out him to drink a hot drink, and he drank the hot drink, and the chosen died right there. Now the shadow is, does the yorshim of the chosen have right to receive the present back or not? So the zuhalocha helo rebi, he brought this child in front of the chumen by Usha. The Amru they said like this: Sablonis or Asuyin Livolois Ein Nigvim. The presents that are omit for she to use up, in other words, the food that you don't collect. So therefore, the presents that were food that she's supposed to eat up, that he doesn't, that the Yerushim do not receive. But the Shein Asuyim Levolis, things that are not supposed to be used up, Lamashal the Kli Kesav, Kli Zov, that's Nigvim. Then the Yorshim of the Chosin have a right to receive it back. So what do we see from here? Shema Midav, now we have a proof that Afilu Shosa, that even if the Chosin only drank, also we say as Ksidid Minastam Amechila. And Shema Mina Afilu Pochas Medinu. We also see, even though the drinking here was only a hot drink, the hafmin was only a tea, so it's not worth a dinner, still we say things that are sui and live always, he can't receive back. So we see min astam, these things are called a mechila. So Mor says, no, Amar Rav Ashi, man lema alon, who told you to lay sach gilei marganisa? Who said they didn't like rub into this hot drink a pearl? The shav yalfi zuzah is worth a lot of money. The Ashkan, they gave him to drink. Because in Rashbam says, people used to do this for refuah. This is a type of a medicine. So therefore, we only have a proof that drinking is also considered a mechila by the chosin. But how much is worth, that you have no proof. The Mora says, but Shema Min, we have another proof here though, that afilu shogruloi, even if they sent the food back to the chosin, not only where the chosin ate the food by the shver's house, but even if it was sent back, so Mor says, no, Dilma maybe kol Pesach beis chomov, ke beis chomov domi. Here the case was that they brought the hot drink out to the house, the front of the door. So maybe the front door of the house is considered like the house. So maybe that's considered that the chosin ate by the beis chomov. But in the case where they sent the food back to the chosin, there we have no proof. Iberlu, I have a question like this. Mal sheyishalish shvach sablonis. Shalom, what the Girsu is, Yishalos, other half Girsu, Mash Yishalim. Let's say the Sablonis became worth more later on. And the case where she has to return it, where there's no Mechila. What about the Shvach, the fact that it became worth more, who keeps that? Now, what's the Locha? Kivon di Yisnai Ludi Dei. Had Ribrishusei Shavuach. Since if it's Be'en, if it's around,
the chosn has a right to receive it back. So the fact that got became worth more now, price went up, his siddur came worth more in his reshus, and he receives it. Or dilma maybe, look, so that's one side, that the chosn receives the shmach. Or dilma maybe no, kivon the avdi, or mignavi, since it would have been lost, or would have been stolen. Boy shlumalei, like the kala has to pay it back to the chosn, is so reshus of the door, shavuach. It's sitting like it's an urvishus. It's like she owns it right now, just she has to pay it back. Therefore, she has to pay back only how much it was worth at the time when he gave it. Now that it became worth more, she has a right to keep it. So Mar says, take this like a good shiloh, who's called the muhsik in the sablonis, and who's reshus to become, did it become worth more? Boy, Rav has to shiloh like this. Sablonis ho asuyin livolois. Let's say presents, that usually she was supposed to use it up. Like you send the barrels of wine, and it's normal for her to use it up, to drink it up. But v'lei bolu, but she did not drink it up. She still has the wine left over, mahu. What's the locha? Does the chosn have right to receive it back or not? Toshma, come in here. V'zu halocha, hello, rabbi acha, sahabiro, lefnecha, come in b'yusha. These are locha that he sent up in Usha. For Yom, they said like this. Sablonus ho asuyin livolois enigvin. That presence, that asuyin livolos means that she's supposed to use them up as normal, she should use it up. It's a nigvam. The chosn doesn't receive it back. But v'shein asuyin livolos, presence that's not oimid to be used up. So then, nigvam, then the chosn has the right to receive it back. So that's what it says before. We have in the Mishnah like this. So now, my love, doesn't the Mishnah mean, afagav deloy bolu, even though she did not finish up the wine. But since it's something normally that she should finish it up, she has the right to keep it. Gemara says, Loi, the bolu, maybe the Mishnah only means in a case where she really drank it up, finished up the wine, and the Chiddushin, she does not have to pay back the worth, the money of it. But maybe if it's still the end, she didn't use it up yet, maybe then she has to return it. Toshima coming here from the end of the Mishnah. It says, Sablonus muotin, he gave her a small present. Shemishtamish behen, fi bebefavio, that she uses it when she's by her father's house. Ein nigvin, he does not return it back. Sechurat smash, even though it's dead, even though it's around, still, she does not have to return it. So Mar says, Tirgama Rova, Rova explained the end of the Mishnah song about the Yeva Vesachto, by types of nets on the hair that they wear. The Pshat is that this is a simple present, such a thing for sure the Chosn is Meichel, does not expect it to receive it back from the Kala, by a hair net. So therefore, these small things she has a right to keep. But it could be that something else that's more valuable, even though like a bottle of wine she was supposed to finish, but if she did not, the chosn has the right to get it back. In a case where they break up, they do not make the nisuyin. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Maisa b'yod nechad, happened in the case of one man, Sheshog ala beis chamov, he sent a present to his wife, that's staying in his father-in-law's house by her father, Yain chodesh, he sent a new wine. Veshem and chodesh and new oil, or klipishtin and flax, chodesh, new flax. The atzeres joined shruas. That was the case. So when it says the chur, my kamashim, what's the chiddush over here? So what? It doesn't say any special halacha. So what if he sent it as present? So when it says the boy is saying the one chiddush here is chashivus of Eretz Yisrael kamashmon, teaching us the chiddush of Eretz Yisrael that it's true that the wine and the oil is finished already, is ripe already by shruas. Even though it's the beginning of the summer, still, after Chshivus of Eretz Yisrael, the pavers grow so fast and good there that by Shavuos you can have fresh wine, you can have fresh oil. The boy is saying, another parrot is like this, the Chiddush is, Itoyin Tain Se Taina, that if the Chosin Taina this, he said, listen, I sent a present to my Kala by Shavuos time, and I sent her this fresh stuff, so we believe him, it's a good Taina, and if something goes wrong later, he has a right to collect it. Like we don't say it's a taina b'tois, but we believe what he says. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Maisa b'yod mecher. That's in the story of a case with one man. Shomer lo ishtoi, tosroni is he. His wife said, listen, I can't smell. Or shomer, people told the husband, you should know, there's a mum in your wife, that your wife can't smell. And if it's like a true, such a mum, we say there'll be a mekach tois, as if he was never married to her. So he wanted to check it out to see if she could smell or not.
So he went after her once into a haunted house, Lubaitko, to check it out to see if she could smell or not. His alma lost, so he said to her, Reach tznoin ani mareach begolo. That you should know, I smell tznoin, I smell radishes here. That's what I smell. So what she said, so he wanted to see if she would be masking, if she also smelled it or not. So Omra, what she said back to her husband was like this,